It's Jeremy Deeds here, Certified Financial Planner and Registered Life Planner. Welcome to my Money Manifesto for Monday the 24th of November 2014. And this week, for the last week in November, I'm carrying on talking about transformation, the process of overcoming the obstacles between where we are now and where we want to be. And as I've kept saying this month, it's a central phase of the life and financial planning process, really important because out of dealing with obstacles comes the plan. But I also want to talk this week about how our plans help us to deal with obstacles and issues and decisions in our lives. Sometimes I think we confuse what an obstacle is really about, what is its true nature. And because of that, we occasionally deal with obstacles incorrectly. Think about what's happening if you say to yourself something like, if I had more money, I would do this, or if I had more money, I would do that. Ask yourself, is that actually a financial obstacle? And of course it may be. However, it may actually be also an emotional obstacle, or it may even be an obstacle arising from your lack of understanding of your situation and of yourself. Earlier on this year, I was in London for a conference, and I suggested to a friend who lived out of town, but was also in town that day, that we meet up for a drink after the conference was over. She initially said no, because she would have had to have got a later train home and would have had to pay a more expensive peak time ticket. However, after a bit of thought, she worked out that this was not an issue of cost, it was an issue of value. And the value of meeting up with friends was significantly higher to her than the additional cost of a peak time train fare. So this is not straightforward. It wasn't I don't have enough money type of obstacle. It involved an emotional decision about money and should also have involved an element of personal knowledge and planning. And had my friend taken time to sit down and set out her vision for her life, identified important personal projects, such as maintaining friendships, created spending plans around her vision, being fully in control of her finances, she wouldn't have got herself into this sort of dilemma. She would have been able to say immediately, this is important to me, I have allocated funds to this, I will do it. So whilst our plans do emerge from the way we deal with obstacles, it's also important that we understand that planning our lives and finances, setting out our vision, identifying important personal project values, setting and sticking to spending plans to achieve these are all powerful tools in helping us to lead a fulfilled life. And over the next 2 months, December and January, we're going to be talking much more about this, about how we can utilize our resources to best effect, to deal with our plans and to bring our plans to fulfillment. And of course, in fulfilling our own lives, we tend to fulfill the lives of others as well. So it's not just a question of ourselves and what we do, it's our impact on others in this world and how by dealing with our own plans and developing our own plans, we can actually enhance the lives of others as well as just ourselves. Next week is the first of the month, it'll be the 1st of December, and so I'll spend that Monday manifesto looking at the state of the world's economies and stock markets. Until then, have a great week, take care, and go well.